This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what I'm going to do is I promised on Monday as to what I was going to get to today. So in the process of doing that, if you just hold tight with me for a couple minutes, we'll get to it. We're going to be talking about what was permissible and what was not concerning what was released on the people concerning content through movies. And I'll tee that up again. I'll kind of recap as to what I talked about Monday really quick, and we'll get to the topic as promised. Now, before we get to that, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're broadcasting live from Florida today, friends. Believe it or not, sunny Florida, 78 degrees. What are you doing in Florida? Visiting some friends here in St. Petersburg, good old St. Pete's, right, Joe? And with that said, friends, we are doing this stuff from, well, we're trying to take a minute off in the process. You can't just give the baby over. You got to kind of babysit no matter where you go, per se, in metaphoric ways of saying that, listen, you can't have a ministry, folks, and take a 40-day sabbatical every year. There's no such thing. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, with that, folks, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about what was permissible in movies in just a couple minutes. Again, if you want to check us out online, you can do that. It's Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Check out YouTube, folks. I got a couple videos that are going viral right now. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Again, check those videos out. They're short videos. They're educating you as to what's going on from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. If you want resolve, you're going to have to be the strength of the Constitution in the process of being that resolve. Justice guards our liberty. What we're seeing today on a massive scale in this country is justice is left off. We're being entertained through a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics, I like to say. And the show is never ending, friends. It's every single day. It's some sort of heightened game that they're playing in politics, friends, only to divert us from what's really going on. So again, with that said, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just simply put, we follow the Christ here. Now, friends, I want to highlight some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we pick up segment two. And I want you to pay attention to what is happening in your country, okay? We have in Oklahoma City, the university over there, a law student expelled for posting it's okay to be white flyers. You know what? I would just caution anybody, use a little prudence. Don't get caught up into the game. The Bible says in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. Also keep in mind, people are using the race card to browbeat, said Leon Trotsky, who was a Russian revolutionary under that of Joseph Stalin, the mass murderer. And he created the text of racism to browbeat anybody that doesn't agree with them. And using the black, white, the yellow, the purple against, you know, orange against gray, whatever color you want to create from, it's all being fed to the CIA-controlled media for the very purpose of dividing and conquering the American people. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, he said, a house divided against itself will not stand. And that's exactly what's going on here. But again, to show you what's not being talked about, to show you what's being omitted to the CIA-controlled mainstream media, here we have it at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Oklahoma City University law student expelled for posting "It's Okay to Be White" flyers. Folks, you know what? If you're so worried about offending someone, now is the time not to worry about offend. Offend, derived from Webster's 1828, actually means anything contrary to God's moral law. If I offend someone for the truth's sake, they're the ones that are the offense, not me, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to find fault, folks. I'm not going to try to find fault with my conduct only to excuse them in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word, I'm not going to find fault with my conduct only to excuse theirs. Let's get out of these games that are contrived to divide the American people. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to highlight these three real quickly, if I might. Under Fourth Caliphate, Islam turned inward with civil war. Friends, I want to say this slowly, and I want you to listen to me carefully. There's 35 jihadi camps in America. The American government is being infiltrated by Muslims as we speak. Why is your attention being diverted away from what really matters in this country? Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, and read the whole of both chapters and tell me that's not where America is today. The Bible clearly says those that turn away from the living God wickedly and they depart from him. And Psalm 9 and 16 and 17 verses, it says those that depart from God, he's going to turn that nation into hell. And the wicked will be taken by their own sins, and they'll fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. That's where we're at today. And again, Americans are being diverted by the circus of politics, friends. This whole sham going on with this impeachment process, it's going to come to nothing, just like I said. And folks, we're already there. Now, I told you this months ago, it's going to come to nothing. It's diversion. What's really going on behind closed doors? These are the things that are going on behind closed doors. Again, the mainstream media is not covering these, friends. Why? Because this is what they're diverting you from. Last week, we found out, case in point, that the unconstitutional act of tyranny called the Patriot Act, which was implemented after September 11th, it's interesting, not one member of Congress, not a one, read the Patriot Act before they actually signed it at 3:30 in the morning. Not a one. And they reauthorized it last week behind the charade called the impeachment process, okay? Again, just to show you what's going on behind closed doors. This is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Islamic infiltration of the U.S. government, part one. Folks, these culture warriors that are about the country, friends, that are a part of bringing about the answers, they're in the fight, and they're bringing this information to you firsthand on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we have about 20 of these contributors, and I thank God for every one of them. Another thing that's happening in your country right now that you're being diverted from, court documents show dumber than a rock Ilhan Omar, accused of being paid a Qatari agent, assessing sensitive information on Iran. You can actually watch the videos on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and one more on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. The transformation of America.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, let me tee this up again. I was talking about this on Monday, and it's interesting how the Lord will always tee things up for me, because I'll begin to kind of bleed into another topic, and it's like, I need to go there. So, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. You can find that in Romans 8:14 when you get a moment. But do you remember the movie The Passion of the Christ? We were out in Kansas City doing high school assemblies all across the country, and I was really excited to actually see the movie The Passion of the Christ. I wanted to see what Mel Gibson, who did the movie William Wallace of Braveheart from Scotland, I wanted to see what he could bring to the table concerning The Passion of the Christ. And boy, he knocked out Braveheart, didn't he? Well, that was a true story in many ways, friends. And it's also true, of course, The Passion of the Christ. And what was interesting about this movie is once we got into Kansas City, I noticed that AMC had these warning signs. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But I want you to first consider this. The movie The Passion of the Christ, when it came out, you need to understand that Hollywood would not give Mel Gibson one red cent to actually promote or distribute that movie. Not a penny, okay? After the first 5 days of the movie, The Passion of the Christ, after it was released, Mel Gibson paid for this all on his own, by the way. But interestingly enough, 5 days after that movie came out, it made $125 million. Yeah, you heard me right. At this point, Hollywood was kicking themselves in the shorts, right? Well, here's another kick in the shorts. After that movie was released, 7 days later, it made $144.6 million, okay? Now, I hope you're sitting down for this one, because when that movie went overseas, it became the number one independent film ever made in the history of mankind. Amen. That is absolutely awesome. Isn't it interesting how Hollywood doesn't want your young people or you as adults to see the price paid for your redemption? Christ on Calvary, bleeding as the propitiation of the sins of mankind and for mankind? Isn't it interesting, friends, that the absolute absolute resolve would be found in this, showing the young people, you want to straighten out the young people, show them the price paid for their freedoms. First in the natural, right? I'm speaking in the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned. But go back, friends, now to the spiritual, which is first and foremost to the natural. That's a manifestation of what happens in the spiritual. But keep in mind the price paid on Calvary, right? Evidently set before mine eyes, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he's the one that said he kept his eyes fixed on the crucified Christ. Why? God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, right? And that's exactly where he kept his eyes, because he understood the price of redemption. And out of gratitude for redemption of Jesus Christ on the cross, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and in the natural, take the kids to Arlington, show them the price paid for their freedoms. And I'll tell you what, folks, you don't have to beat anybody over the top of the head. You just need to educate them that someone actually sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms in which we have through their lives, through their loss. Okay? And nobody has done or exhibited more of an exhibition of true love than that of Jesus Christ. And John 15:13 comes to my aid right now, friends. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. Okay? Why would Hollywood want to keep you away from seeing that? Well, I just told you. Folks, keep in mind, all the way up until 1968, it was Hollywood that was actually dictated by the church before they could release movies onto the population. They were the ones that had to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, okay? Now, let's go back after The Passion of the Christ came out, the warning signs that were on AMC movie theater doors, okay? It said, notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so we can understand what they were saying. They wanted to keep it to the fullest of authenticity. AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to enter into the movie theater. This is how crazy this gets, friends. You want to talk about hypocritical? This is the definition of hypocritical. Inside of the same movie theater where they had The Passion of the Christ playing, they had movies, folks, teaching young people how to have a little sex and a whole lot of sex. Folks, murder, a little murder, and a whole lot of murder. Even cannibalism. Now, again, these were the same movies that were playing during the same time that The Passion of the Christ was playing, and this is it. Passion of the Christ, sequences of violence, rated R, a warning sign, okay? They also had monster playing with strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language, but no warning sign, friends. That was rated R. Or what about this one, Calendar Girls? You know where the little boy's looking up through the window at the college-age girl undressing? Isn't that cute, friends? See, let me stop right there. The more I can demoralize a people, have you ever noticed the government's always to look, they're always looking to access more control over the lives of men, but they have to first demoralize you. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. And that's what's happening in this country. And they're really zeroing in on the young people. But friends, I got to say in all truthfulness, wisdom is justified by its children, Luke 7:35. Because if you look at the young children today, that is the fruit of the older generation. So it applies to both of us, of course. Now let me get back to this. Another one of the movies that was playing was 21 Grams. Language, sexuality, violence, drug use. You think there was a warning sign, friends? There wasn't. And again, just to the extent of what Hollywood is doing and exhibiting through their hypocrisy is second to none. Literally what the Lord said, thou shalt not, God gave his law because he loves. Keep in mind, friends, love is the fulfilling of that law, Matthew 22, verse 37. But isn't it interesting how the first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. Do what you want to do. What is Hollywood teaching people today? To do what you want to do, as if to suggest there's no consequence. No, there is absolutely a consequence. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. So friends, do understand in the spirit, the law is always perpetual, and it's a mercy of God that he brings crying to the light. And therein comes the church as an entrance to actually deal with those that are committing the crimes unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. Listen to Samuel Adams, son of liberty. He said, well, the people are virtuous, committed to Christ, yielded to Christ, Their hearts are obedient to the Christ out of gratitude. They cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Look at how far America has fallen. Oh, my goodness. Look at how it's progressing. Increasing in speed. The demoralization of America today. I mean, look at today, friends. You have men that dress up as women going inside of libraries, targeting your kids, only to find that these men that are doing this are felons. They've committed pedophilia in the past. You know, it's better for them to take a rope and wrap it around their own neck or a chain and throw themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Yet they offend because they have the permission of the American people to do so. But I want to stop you right there, because I want you to understand that in every state in our union, even the act of sodomy, homosexuality, it's a felony. Folks, look at your state statutes. It's a felony. See what happens when people leave off the law, as Hosea 4:6 tells us? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Americans are being destroyed for their lack of knowledge concerning the laws that keep us free. What happens when those, by the way, I want to add this. There is no law given that gives me the right to do the wrong thing. And if you understand that we are the government in this country, friends, then we have to take care of the reflection that doesn't look good by dealing with corruption in our government, in our representative government, and setting the record straight. That's our job, Article 2, Section 4. Now, again, rolling back to stay on topic, I came up with this sign for young people across the country. When I do public high schools, keep in mind there can be 3,200 students, there can be 1,500, there can be 50 students in a public school. The average is probably 700 students, okay? 300 to 700 students. But I came up with this sign, and I want you to tell me what you think. The notice to moviegoers should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. You know what the young people do in a public school, in a public setting? They shout me down. They shout me down because someone finally loved them enough to tell them what the deal was. They know it's right, but they just can't put knowledge to the heart in knowing what's right and wrong concerning their conscience. And conscience means with knowledge. Folks, we have to begin to love each other and hold ourselves accountable to the standard of who Christ is, not what we want him to be, how we've created the God to suit our sins and to say, well, he is whatever we want him to be because we're saved by his grace. Not true, and P.S., not scriptural in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to show you it's not about the money. And then I'm going to get over to CC DeMille, and I'm going to start knocking it down, showing you what was permissible and what isn't permissible in the sight of God and man. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Wednesday after 2 days of clashes with American security forces, but tensions between the United States and Iran remain high and could spill over into further violence. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She reminds us,
in the last couple of days, we saw this Iranian-backed Iraqi militia group in Iraq conduct a strike against a base that killed an American contractor. And so this was predictable. We responded. It was our right to do so. And the challenging part now is to make sure that we are communicating that we will continue to compel Iran not to continue these strikes.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first winter storm of 2020 could bring up to a foot of snow to the Colorado Rockies and Cascade Mountains of the Pacific Northwest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Broadcasting live out of St. Petersburg in Florida with my friend Joe and his wife Lorraine. And friends, it is just absolutely beautiful here in St. Petersburg. It is 78 degrees. He's already taken us out on the ocean this morning. And you know what? We just got to do what we got to do, and that's why we're here today. I'd made some comments on Monday that I'd be back with you on Wednesday to finish that show, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to hold to our word, right? Deuteronomy 23:23, the Lord said if you're going to say it, you better hold to it, because if not, then you're going to be in trouble. And I don't want to be a part of that lot in any sense of the word. Let our yes be yes and our no be no. It's really, truly that simple. Oh, my goodness. Can you just imagine if everybody lived by that rule? You hold people to what they say and they get mad at you for doing it. It's like, wait a second. I didn't say it. You told me to do it. So I follow up and then you get mad about it. How does that work? But people do get angry about that. Now, let me get back to this because I want to stay on par with today's show. Okay, G-rated films, we're talking about Hollywood. We're talking about the influence of Hollywood. We're talking about demoralizing the people on purpose, okay? And this is all a departure from God in the sense of removing his law. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer is anybody guilty because the law is not there to expose your crime, Romans 3:20, okay? It's like taking the police off the streets. It's like taking down the stop signs and the warning signs and the speed limit signs. If I was to suggest that, you would say to me, you're crazy, dude. But the fact of the matter, this is exactly what the church did in the 60s, the early 60s. Case in point, my wife's grandmother, she was 98 years young before she passed away, and we had asked her, actually my wife's dad, asked his mother, what was was it that you were used to hearing when you'd go into church in the 60s? She said all the way up until 1962, it was always the law and the prophets. Always the law and the prophets. Now what are you being taught? Just the exact opposite. Now they're telling you it's legalistic if you obey God. No. Wait a second. I don't do what I do because I want to justify myself by my works. No. I do what I do because I'm saved, not to get saved, just to make clear as to where I'm at. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. Okay? That's the proper understanding of real grace. Now, with that said, let's go back to this. G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. Again, it's not about the money. It's about demoralizing you because they want control. Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films are. G-rated films, on average, make $92.3 million. On average, $92.3 million. R-rated films make on average $17.9 million. I mean, folks, that's craziness. I also shared with you, friends, that in 1946, the production movie code of Motion Pictures of America, all the way up until 1946, you could not say the words nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. Did you hear what I just said? All the way up until 1946, production movie code of Motion Pictures of America, you could not say the words nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. If a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. America, look at how far we have fallen. Oh, my goodness. And one more point before I get over to C.C. DeMille is, remember what one of the Caesars said during that movie back in the 90s before Bradley got saved from his sin, Matthew 1:21? The movie The Gladiator, remember they would take two guys and they would fight to the death in the arena? Do you remember how the Caesar would control the mob, the people, the population? He would take these bread carts and he'd throw bread to the people, and then he'd have those two men fight to the death to entertain them. Did you know that the word tame, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in? So in other words, friends, as long as I'm entertaining you, guess what? I am controlling you. I am controlling you. Folks, we need to wake up. Who are we yielded to? Who are we giving our strength to? And first and foremost, who has our heart? Because there is no in-betweenites. Again, remember, Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Again, there's no in-betweenites in any sense of the word. Now, here we go. I'm caught up at this point, and I want you to listen to this content. If you remember the legendary filmmaker C.C. B. DeMille, it could be DeMille. Okay, we'll go with DeMille, okay? The director of the epic movie, The Ten Commandments. It first came to California, he did, in the early 1900s. Then he settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to anyone who was willing to build a place of worship. That's a fact, by the way. The town had a picturesque name, Hollywood Land. Now what do you see, America? Again, now you see a bunch of demoralized, debauched, oh my goodness, friends, Satanists, occultists, pedophiles, sodomites, ruling the roost over there. Why? Again, because the church was derelict of duty. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that the church is called to be the light of society, the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else will go. The movie production code of America was the set industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Notice the year 1968. Look at how we have declined since the 60s, friends. The Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, the MPPDA, the acronym, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, began effectively enforcing it in 1934, but they abandoned it in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Folks, the bottom line is you can't trust, you can't even go on television. I haven't watched television for 20 years. You know, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, right? 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17. Isn't it interesting how King David would set no wicked thing before his eyes, Psalm 101, verse 3? But you can't even watch television, friends, and not say that it was shark-infested waters. And I'm talking about an attempt to demoralize you. Because they're always trying to slowly rape the minds of American people again to accept the unthinkable. And that's where we're going today. You're in an airport. You're in a restaurant. I was just in a restaurant an hour ago. And you go to the bathroom. You see the television. And you look up at the television. Folks, 8 times out of 10, you're looking at something that you're purposely avoiding because I don't need to feed on that. And it's the spirit of Antichrist that feeds what? The love of the world, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. It's the spirit of Antichrist. And we need, and now I know people say, well, Bradley, you're just too straight for me. No, that's, hey, folks, you say what you will, but keep in mind, speaking of the word straight, Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And keep in mind, the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be freed from his sin, not who indulges in his sin. So there's a big difference. Who do you love more? Do you love God more or do you love the spirit of the world more? It's just that simple. Okay, so here's the provisions of the code. The production code enumerated 3 general principles as follows. No picture should be produced that will lower the moral standard of those who see it. It's always, see, because Christ is the standard. No picture should be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or breaking God's Ten Commandments. Folks, you can't make this up. This used to be the standard in America. Number 2 is correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented in a positive light. Okay? Number 3 is law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. I want you to think about what I just said, friends. You live in a society today where more compassion is shown to the criminal than the one that's been violated by that criminal, the victim. You live in a system where more compassion is shown towards the criminal, friends, rather than the one that's a victim of that criminal. Speaking of abortion, look at this. The women kill the baby because the government sanctioned it so unlawfully. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Go to Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. Simple as can be. Common sense comes into play, right? So what do? They have the women that have the abortions. The cameras will go right up to the woman that says, war on women needs to stop, as they just got done murdering their babies. I mean, this is crazy. You also have a system in place where they'll show more compassion towards the animal, but it's okay, and it's actually advocated by the mainstream media to abort your baby as it is in public schools today, okay? And this is how backwards the American people have begun to think. And that's why when you have an Isaiah 59, you understand why judgment's completely turned backwards and why it is that we're separated between us and our God. It's because of what we allow in this country. Judgment guards our liberty, friends, not crime. Judgment guards our liberties, period, okay? Specific restrictions were spelled out as particular applications of these principles. Listen again carefully. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I remember the Marvels in the early 2000s. I remember Iron Man. I remember the show where it was like you thought you could watch it and get away with it and everything's good and clean, and they might drop an H-E double hockey sticks or a D-A-M-N word in there. But, folks, it's no longer that. Now they have strippers on dance poles where you just got to shut it down and say, this is craziness. This isn't about having fun, clean fun. No, again, they're aiming at demoralizing the people. The ridicule of Christianity was completely forbidden. Did you know that? The ridicule of Christianity was forbidden, and ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before It's News is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Get It, the Sons of Liberty, folks. Broadcasting live, 78 degrees in St. Petersburg, Florida, with my friend Joe and his wife, Lorraine. Now, interesting, you know, I've said this before to Joe. He's our affiliates guy. And I'm going to have him on one of our radio shows, and I'm just going to call him up without him knowing that we're going to actually have this conversation. But, folks, you should listen to some of our conversations. And I bet it would minister to millions of people across the country. I kid you negative, because oftentimes you think you're the only ones going through it, yet we're living it every day. And for the sake of saying too much, I'm just going to do that someday. I'm just going to call up Joe, and we're going to have this conversation. I'm going to say, Joe, we're on national radio, and let's just have this conversation. I want people to understand what you go through and what I go through and what others go through, because I think just talking about it, I think it's going to minister to people all across the country that, wait a second, I thought I was the only one going through it. You know, you want to make things work, you got to make them work, folks, because nobody's going to do it for you. And there's a lot that comes with it in the process of keeping your hand to the plow and not looking back in so many different ways. Again, we're talking about what's accepted in movies today and what wasn't accepted in movies back in the day. And we're talking about the legendary filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, and the movie production, the motion picture production code, forgive me. And then we were talking about the MPPDA, MPAA, these are acronyms, and then the provisions of the code. And then I just highlighted, friends, towards the end of last segment, I just, again, listen carefully. When you think of the ACLU, you think about those from separation of church and state and all these other communist organizations, say they, not me, they said it straight out of their mouths. You've got to ask yourself, friends, why they're so encouraged to do what they're doing today, especially all the while knowing that back in the 60s, you couldn't even ridicule Christianity. Now they're attacking it at will. And by the way, P.S., posted script, the ACLU is now helping Muslims in public schools to have their religious freedoms for those that didn't know. Okay? But anyways, that's another topic within itself. I just highlighted the fact that provisions of the code, nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. You couldn't do it. They're completely prohibited. The ridicule of Christianity was forbidden in this country. Ministers of the gospel were not to be represented as comic characters or villains in any sense of the word. You know, isn't it interesting as well, friends, when you think of Hollywood, and I think about this stuff coming up as a kid, and I remember I seen in part, I never seen the whole movie, but the movie The Exorcist. And isn't it interesting how Hollywood now portrays Satan as the conqueror and the Christian preachers or priests, whatever the case might be, as the little effeminate pansies, fear-filled to run from the enemy every time they see him and his horns. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? But it's completely opposite. The Bible said that all authority has been given unto us as Christians over all of the works of the devil, period. Just to put that into perspective, okay? But look at again how backwards they have it. And also keep in mind, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And take that one with you. Do, my friends. Another one of the provisions of the code was the depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden. Now they teach kids how to do it. They glorify it, and then we wonder why, after they're taught to do so, they actually go out and commit the crime. Again, all the way up until 1968, the depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden. It was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. On the way here in the airplane just yesterday, friends, you have these television sets on the back, these little TV screens on the back of all the chairs now, and you can't not notice what people are watching, and no matter where you look, if it's not a suggestive scene, it's someone in a bar with a drink in their hand. I mean, and that's not sensationalizing it. That's not over-exaggerating the point. It's everywhere. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9, okay? Methods of crime. Oh, by the way, I want to say this too. The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden in a positive light, as well as the use of liquor in a positive light, when not required by the plot or the proper characterization, okay? And keep in mind, there was a sense of right and wrong in the hearts of the people in this country, and judgment was always the final say. Furthermore, all the way up until 1946, if a movie had someone commit a crime in it, that criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie. I said that during the second segment, just to remind you. Also, remember that in the provisions of these codes, methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, they were to be explicitly presented. Okay? References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality, completely forbidden. Why? Well, folks, all the way up until 1961... And by the way, if you look at your state statute today, you'll find that they're called crimes against nature. That's directly from Scripture. God calls it an abomination, right? And as I said earlier, it's a felony in every state. So why would you promote this in a movie? It's my understanding from people that you can't even turn the television on anymore without seeing some reference or endorsement for that which God condemns. Concerning homosexuality today. And I want to caution you, America, you do need to understand this. You need to understand they're trying to Europeanize our governments. And you want an arbitrary government, you want a Europeanized government, I want to tell you something. You might want to look at how judges act over there. And if you want to see the face of the devil, there it is right there. Because they do the unthinkable, showing mercy to the criminals, and folks, condemning the righteous. And the Bible says, woe unto those. Read Deuteronomy Deuteronomy 25, verse 1 when you get a moment. Okay? So you couldn't reference alleged sex, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. You couldn't reference venereal disease. That was completely forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. Now, I don't know why that's in there, but that's a part of the provisions of the code. Language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. Now they're saying anything and everything. And if you want to know how they're getting away with it, don't blame them. Take responsibility. Magnify the law against them that are advocating the crime. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life. Now they're glorified. Look at the movie that they just released, Joker. Folks, they're fueling the narrative. They're fueling the fire because they want it to spread that young people will begin to act these things out. Okay. Also keep in mind the false flag attacks around many of these alleged mass shootings, by the way, okay, in the doing so. Also notice that, again, murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life, and brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. God is not vindictive, period, right? But he is known by the judgments that he executes. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply that low forms of sex relationship are the accepted or common thing. Adultery, illicit sex, fornication, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. Now, how do they sell it to you? As an attractive option, okay? Portrayals of interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate and lower and the baser elements within the human nature. Listen to this one, friends. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, okay? And the people in history of other nations were to be presented fairly, okay? What is the media doing? Dividing, okay? The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil subjects, must be subject to the dictates of good taste, capital punishment, third-degree methods, cruelty to children or animals, and prostitution, and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Friends, how far have we fallen from that? What are we dealing with today? I think I've pretty much broadened my point from Monday's show to explain just the tip of the iceberg concerning the plethora of immoralities being thrown on the population throughout the United States of America just through Hollywood alone. And P.S., I get a question for you in ending. How many people have seen the pedophiles that are behind the pedophiles in Washington, D.C., and in Hollywood, hand in glove? Folks, if you don't want to deal with what's at the top, keep in mind what starts at the top is going to go to the bottom. Then don't complain about what you tolerate, and surely don't add strength to tyranny by being apathetic or tolerant concerning their crimes against we the people. They're only getting away, America, with what you're letting them get away with. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.